A massive ice jam 12 miles upriver from Fort Yukon partially let loose early this morning. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says the ice sheet hasn't broken entirely, but water backed up behind it is starting to move downriver.
With the ice jam partially open and water being released, this is definitely a good situation because now we don't have water just being built up back behind the ice jam. So this will lessen the threat of a sudden release of water coming down the Yukon River and water levels rising quickly in Fort Yukon.
Low-lying areas of Fort Yukon are still seeing some flooding. Ed Plum says communities like Beaver and Stevens Village further downriver still face a serious threat of high water from ice jamming. The National Weather Service and the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management flew over the river at Fort Yukon this morning. They will continue to monitor the situation.